The following is a class given by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj on January 21st, 1982. The class begins with a reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 16, Text 22, and continues with the Vaishishtika verse number 3.
Port, by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. There are some necessities of life on a par with those of the lower animals. And they are eating, sleeping, fearing, and mating. These bodily demands are for both the human beings and the animals. But the human being has to fulfill such desires not like animals, but like a human being. A dog can mate with a bitch before the public eyes without hesitation. But if a human being does so, the act will be considered a public nuisance. And the person will be criminally prosecuted. Therefore, for the human being, there are some rules and regulations even for fulfilling common demands. The human society avoids such rules and regulations when it is bewildered by the influence of the age of Kali. In this age, people are indulging in such necessities of life without following the rules and regulations. And this deterioration of social and moral rules is certainly lamentable because of the harmful effects of such beastly behavior. In this age, the fathers and the guardians are not happy with the behavior of their wards. They should know that so many innocent children are victims of bad association awarded by the influence of this age of Kali. We know from Srimad Bhagavatam that Ojanila, an innocent son of a brahmana, was walking down a road and saw a sudra pair sexually embracing. This attracted the boy. Later on, the boy became a victim of all debauchery. From a pure brahmana, he fell down to the position of a wretched urchin, and it was all due to bad association. There was but one victim like Ojanila in those days. But in this age of Kali, the poor innocent students are daily victims of cinemas which attract men only for sex indulgence. The so-called administrators are all untrained in the affairs of a kshatriya. The kshatriyas are meant for God administration, as the brahmanas are meant for knowledge and guidance. The word kshatra bandhu refers to the so-called administrators, or persons promoted to the post of the administrator without proper training by culture and tradition. Nowadays, they are promoted to such exalted posts by the votes of the people who are themselves fallen in the rules and regulations of life. How can such people select a proper man when they are themselves fallen in the standard of life? Therefore, by the influence of the age of Kali, everywhere politically, socially, or religiously, everything is topsy-turvy, and therefore for the sane man, it is all regrettable. Thus end the purport of text 22 by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. This is of chapter 16, canto 1. So, dharma, the personality of religiosity in the form of a bull, is asking the Mother Earth in the form of a cow why she is lamenting. In this inquiry, we are able to understand some more details about this Kali Yuga. We can understand that in the Kali Yuga, there are so many problems. People are falling away from the strict path of religiosity. In the Vedas, it describes that unless one follows the authoritative teachings of the scriptures, then one is surely going to simply create a disturbance in the human society. This has been explained in Sanskrit, quoted by Sri Rupa Goswami. Suti Smriti Puranadir Pancharatik Vidhi Vina Aikantiki Hare Bhaktir Utpatayaiva Kalpate. Utpatayaiva Kalpate means simply tremendous disturbance in the world. Whatever religiosity is being pushed is also this type of unauthorized, disturbing religiosity in most of the cases. Religion which does not accept God as He is. What is the use of a religion that does not accept God as He is? But in most of the cases, the religions that people are understanding today, even those which were originally pure, due to so many misinterpretations, they're also understanding in a distorted way. In this regard, in the Padma Purana, where it says that the slokas that one, or mantras that one receives from outside the bona fide sampradaya will be fruitless. Mantra asampradaya mantra nisvalataha. In the Padma Purana, it describes that there are four sampradayas. Sri Brahma Rudra Kumara. Lakshmi, Brahma, Lord Shiva, and the four Kumaras have each started a sampradaya. Lakshmi Devi gave mercy through this sampradaya to Ramanuja Acharya, Brahmadev to Madhva Acharya, and Lord Chaitanya has blessed the sampradaya of Brahma and Madhva Acharya by appearing therein. The Rudra sampradaya is Vishnu Swami, Vishnu Swami contemporary, or one of his main acharyas who is famous in this part of India is Ballabha Acharya. And the Kumaras sampradaya famous acharya is Nimbarka Acharya, Nimbarka Goswami. So also it predicts in the Padma Purana that someone would be born in Jagannath Puri. It's called Purushottama. Someone will be born in Jagannath Puri, and by his preaching, the message of the four sampradayas would spread all over the world, and pure Vaishnavism would be established. And a member of one of these four sampradayas would appear in Jagannath Puri and spread pure Vaishnavism all over the world by his influence. So, in studying the history, we can understand that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur appeared in Jagannath Puri, and that he was always trying to spread the message of pure Vaishnavism, pure Krishna consciousness all over the world. And on his order, our beloved spiritual master and founder Acharya Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada went and carried his message all over the world. Srila Prabhupada said that if there was any secret, it was simply that he was carrying out the order of his spiritual master. So actually in this Kali Yuga, there's so many faults, but there's only one solution. And there's only one good quality, but that good quality is so wonderful that it outshades all the bad qualities. This is described by Sukadev Goswami to Maharaj Parikshit. Kalo doshe nidhi rajhan hasti hak mahanguna. Hey, Maharaj Parikshit, this Kali Yuga is like an ocean of defects. So what is the use of going on explaining more? But in spite of all these defects, there's one great good quality. Hastiyaka Mahanguna. A great, wonderful quality. In this Kali Yuga, which you won't find in other ages. Kirtanareva Krishnasya. By chanting the holy name of Krishna in the Sankirtana. Mukta Sangha Parang Bhajet. One is liberated from the material bondage, liberated from the contamination of the material modes, elevated to the transcendental platform, and Parang Bhajet returns to his original position in eternal relationship with Krishna in pure loving devotion. This greatest of all boons, this most rare and highest goal, most rarely achievable and highest goal of life, pure love of Krishna, is easily available in this Kali Yuga by chanting the name of Krishna. How hard munis and rishis have to endeavor performing different types of tapasya, different types of austerity, penances, in order to achieve even siddhi, mystic powers, what to speak of liberation. And hardly anyone would be able to achieve the Vaikuntha lokas or Krishna loka. What to speak of actually achieving pure love for Krishna. But that is available in this Kali Yuga. That is a very great, inconceivable boon. One may not be able to perform his karma properly or his jnana properly or his yoga properly in Kali Yuga, but one can perform Krishna Kirtana and by that achieve all the benefits which would only be achieved by the other processes after great difficulty, or may not even be achievable. So, that is a very great opportunity. But unfortunately, the fallen people of this age, they don't know anything about chanting Hare Krishna. They have no desire to chant Hare Krishna. They have no taste for chanting Hare Krishna. Nowadays, because chanting has become popular, many groups are chanting. But because Prabhupada has preached Hare Krishna Maha Mantra all over the world, which is the authorized Maha Mantra of the age, so individual gurus and pandits, to give themselves some vaishishtya, that means some particular characteristic that you can recognize him from others, just like a muni, every muni has to have his own idea. So each one of them makes up their own kirtan. You see, someone may say Hari Hare Krishna, Gopal Krishna, or one may say Narayana, or this one or that. Well, they go on making up different mantra. That's just to keep a party line. You see. But the point is that to actually repeat the mantra which has been given in the Vedas, just like in the Kali Santaranu Upanishad, it is clearly said the 16th name Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Iti sodasakam nam nam kali kalam asanam nata paratu upaya sarva vede shudishyate. So there is no other alternative in this Kali Yuga except chanting these 16 names. They destroy all the evil effects of Kali Yuga. So who is actually bona fide? He is in one of these four sampradayas and he's chanting the authorized names. So it was predicted that the four sampradayas will become one by preaching. They'll all become Brahma Sampradaya. So this preaching was initiated by Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur in a broad scale. At that time, Srila Prabhupada, he also felt very deeply that The order of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was not being carried out. And therefore he gave so many advices and so many prayers. Some of his Vyas Puja offerings contain a wealth of instruction. Actually, Srila Prabhupada told us that we should learn from the example of the Gaudiya Math. A bad example is also something to learn from. When someone makes a mistake, then an intelligent person will learn from that and not make the same mistake. If someone runs out in the rain and gets wet, an intelligent person will realize that it is wet. It is raining. It doesn't run out. If so, it says wet paint on the wall and someone comes up and says wet paint, is it still wet, and puts his finger on it and looks at his finger and it's all green from the paint, the paint is wet. You see, then other people will not walk over and touch the paint. So the writing is already on the wall. We have the example from our predecessor, advanced Vaishnavas, that no matter how advanced one may be in sadhana, in philosophy, or in various types of spiritual activities and rituals, or even how many buildings one has been able to accrue, but the real thing is one has to take up the message and the teachings of the previous spiritual master. Unless the instructions of the spiritual master are followed, then everything is lost. Then it becomes like an empty shell. So of course Srila Prabhupada is our founder, Acharya of this movement, and he has perfectly captured the real essence of the previous Acharyas before him, their instructions. So for the eternal future of our movement, first, we have to also always follow the instructions of Srila Prabhupada very carefully. And that way the line is handed down. Simply clarification is there, but no alteration beyond the essential mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Especially since Bhaktivinoda Thakur came and revived the Vaishnava movement of Lord Chaitanya and prayed for a spark of Vishnu, and Bhaktisiddhanta came in fulfillment of the Padma Purana prediction and in the fulfillment of the prayers of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And then on the order of Bhaktisiddhanta Srila Prabhupada is empowered, and directly Chaitanya Mahaprabhu acting through Srila Prabhupada, firstly going all over the world to the presence of Srila Prabhupada. This movement has been again spread as Lord Chaitanya has predicted. So we have to follow their instructions very carefully. So in this regard, Srila Prabhupada wrote at the 86th appearance day of Bhakti Siddhanta, a ashtakam at the 86th. In this regard, we have to follow. This movement has been again spread as Lord Chaitanya has predicted. So we have to follow their instructions very carefully. So in this regard, Srila Prabhupada wrote at the 86th appearance day of Bhakti Siddhanta, a ashtakam called the Vaishishta Ashtak. The eighth special characteristics of Bhakti Siddhanta Sodhi Thakur, I thought to read from that third Vaishishta that Prabhupada has written, and as best I can give a brief translation and discuss the topic. Tritiya Vaishishtya. Sabai miliya bosi jodi chinta kore, tobei sucharu hoye se sab pochare. Tai se tomaragya sabai miliya, prachare kajya korabanite mojiya. Nakol korite gele biparito phal, jato dino jabe sab hoibe bikal. Akono firiya eso prabhu aghyay, sakale miliya moje tahara pujai. Phula phala mahotsave puja nahi hoy, banir sevak jei sei to pujoy. Banir jei seva hoy sei sabdo brahma, firiya eso bai na koriya dambha. Kalidasa naga sei mashtara mosai, bolechilo ekodina prokasho shobai. Kalir mission holo sara pithi jure, mahaprabhur saro katha kachar vitore. Chi chi lokalajha nayamader bai, vyavasadari chale kore shishira barai. Prabhu taya bolechilo prachare kori bare. Konishta tutuk sudhuganta naribare. So within each astak there's 10 slokas, so that's why it took a little long. He's saying sabai miliya. I'll just give that in English to save time. That if we all sit down together and we think and discuss how to expand the movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then that is very expert, and that preaching becomes very efficient and effective. Tai se tumar agya sabai miliya. In this way it is your order that everyone should together take up the preaching work, and in the distribution of Lord Chaitanya's vani or message, enjoy transcendental pleasure together in transcendental association with all of the Vaishnavas. But instead of following the order of Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, if we simply artificially imitate him by establishing, he didn't say this, but the purport of course is they imitated by establishing one acharya instead of establishing governing body as Bhakti Siddhanta had ordered and preaching unitedly. That nakal korite gele biparito phal jato din jabe sab hoibe bikhal. As long as they try to artificially imitate Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur and simply independently set up private acharyaships, it will simply be a disturbance, and it will simply be an unfruitful effort for actually satisfying his desires. Akano phiriya eso prabhu agyai. Now come back, accept our Lord's order. Let us all together enjoy in worshipping our spiritual master. A festival of flowers and fruits is not a real worship. Only a festival of flowers and fruits is not a real worship. But to be the servant of his order, that is the real puja. And he who is the servant of that order, he is the real worshipper. Who serves the order of the spiritual master, That order is sub the Brahma, and he is on the transcendental platform. So come back, my dear brothers. Do not be puffed up. Do not be falsely proud. Come back. Then he said, Kalidas Nagse Master Moshai Bolechilo Akadina Prakashu Shobai. I'm sorry, but I don't know the purport. He's saying that our master Kalidas Nag has said once in an open meeting one day. So this is something that they know, those God brothers, they know exactly. I don't know if this is the time when one God brother openly chastised the other missions who proclaim that their leaders are avatars. I think it must be that, because in the next slok Prabhupada says that kolya mission holo sara prithivi jure. So the word mission is also, there are some missions that say that their guru is God. And one disciple of Bhakti Siddhanta did not accept that and denied it publicly in a very strong way. And he got special mercy from Bhakti Siddhanta. So here Prabhupada says that Kali's mission is all over the world, that Kali's preaching is going on everywhere in different ways. And Mahaprabhu's, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's essential lessons or teachings, they're being kept inside a cage. Because the preachers are not going out and preaching, they're not cooperating together, they're involved in their own individual effort. Therefore, it's being contained. So then Prabhupada says, chi chi. Chi chi means that. That is the word that you say in Bengali when you want to be disgusted. Just like shame, 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 shame. That, do you not have any shame? Lokalajja nai. Don't we have any shame, our brothers, for what is going on? That just like a businessman, we are going around accepting disciples. So, for that reason, our master has told us that we should simply do preaching. He told us that it is simply the neophyte, kanista devotees who stay and ring the bell and do the worship in their temple and don't arrange for broadcasting the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all over the world. So come out of your cages. Come out of those ashrams which are like prison houses and come out and preach everywhere amongst the people. So this was the third vaishishtya Bhakti Siddhanta offered on his appearance day. And it appears to be that at that time, which was before Srila Prabhupada went to the West, the Prabhupada had the full vision what was required of Bhakti Siddhanta to satisfy Bhakti Siddhanta's desires. It was his humility, his attempt. He was trying to always encourage his God brothers to work unitedly. When he saw there was no hope, when he tried his whole life, then finally at the age of 70, when he saw no matter what he did, there was nothing that would get the others to work together in a cooperative spirit, then he single-handedly went out to preach. After trying for practically 50 years of his life to get everyone, or 40 years of his life after Bhakti Siddhanta had left, to get everyone to work together. Then he went out and spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. Came back, I personally saw when he came back in Mayapur, he would beg all of the God brothers to... When something is together, then somehow or another you keep it together. Once you break it, it's difficult to bring it back. That type of crude material example, we can see that once the Gaudiya mission stopped following the strict order of Bhakti Siddhanta and broke apart, practically speaking, they could never be brought back together, at least in that whole generation. Until now, we have not seen, until now, we have not seen them be able to do it, nor I see even any sincere desire in that direction. In ISKCON, now the ball is in our courtyard, and history will be our witness how we are able to follow the instruction of Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, our founder Acharya, and continue working together, continue to preach by using our common intelligence all over the world, because we are under the same banner. People have the greatest respect for this movement. And whatever happens anywhere, that is to the credit and discredit of everyone. So that type of a unified force, even from the material vision, has got unlimited potency. Although, in calculating in other material ways, you might say that we're limited. But even the materialists, they look and they cannot find where is the limit of this movement. And actually we know that where there is Krishna, there is no limit. He has got unlimited power, unlimited resources of every kind, because He is the Supreme Bhagavan, the Absolute Truth. So as long as we can keep serving the order of our spiritual master, the other rituals which we do, nothing wrong with them, but we shouldn't think that the rituals are the everything. The rituals are simply a method for reminding us of our duties to follow always the instruction of the spiritual master. That instruction, serving that instruction, that is Bhagavad Dharma, that is Sabda Brahman. What Krishna has given in the Gita and Bhagavat, we understand how to practice it through the words of the bona fide Acharya. So through the words of Srila Prabhupada, previous Acharyas, we know how to practice this Krishna consciousness movement. And if we stick to that principle of serving their order, then there's no doubt that this movement will go on receiving the unlimited blessings of Krishna. That's why Srila Prabhupada in his very books has written, if someone thinks that they can preach the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by leaving this Krishna consciousness movement, that person is hallucinating. He's hallucinating. In the third canto of the Bhagavatam, fourth part, Kapila Muni describes to Devahuti, Kapila Bhagavan, describes to Devahuti that there are four types of devotion. Basically, there are two types, materialistically contaminated and pure. In the materialistically contaminated, you can divide it into three, Tama, Raja, and Sattva. That can further be divided into ninefold devotional service, which comes 27, and then again subdivided each one into goodness, passion, ignorance, becoming 81. But above that is pure devotional service, which is simply carrying out the desires of the Lord through the Guru Parampara as He has desired, without any material consideration or without any material adjustment. Simply performing their instruction without a desire for any material gain. Someone who is contaminated by ignorance, it describes that he is very envious. He's a separatist. He thinks that he's the only one who's doing properly and everyone else is not able to do properly. And he's very angry and he's very vengeful. This is the devotional symptom of a person in a mode of ignorance. But because he's accepted Krishna as the supreme goal, he's respected, but he's avoided because such a person is not good association. Someone who is performing devotional service in the mode of passion, it describes that he wants to get his own personal aggrandizement, he wants to get his own name and fame, he wants to get various type of material facilities, comforts, through devotional service. In this way, he is also a separatist because his purpose is a bit separate than Krishna. He has got some other motive. a devotional service in the mode of goodness. Person is performing rituals, doing the puja in the temple, doing the varnashram system, and being a little proud that he's very pakka in those type of rituals, in that type of varnashram. And in this way, he wants to also get liberation, wants to somehow be elevated in one way or another, and he feels himself very effective. Actually, he's also has a separate mentality, and his mentality is not purely to satisfy Krishna, but he is a little bit proud of his own position in one way or another. So these three categories have been mentioned. And then in the fourth category, the same teaching that Ahitu Kya Pratiyata Yagatma Supersedati, that unbroken and unmotivated devotional service completely satisfies the self, that someone who's in pure devotional service, he immediately becomes satisfied, he immediately becomes spiritually ecstatic, and he does not have any desire for any benefit in exchange of that service. Neither is this service broken by any material thing. It goes on continuously, irregardless of whatever the situation may be. So we should be very careful to follow the orders of Srila Prabhupada as he's given in his literatures and as they're coming down in a very pure way, unmotivatedly, in the mood of pure devotional service. No matter how great one may be, if we are careless, we can become contaminated by any of these three gunas. And any of the 81 shades of contamination of devotional service, even if it's the 81st, which is satya satya double combined with atma nivedanam, still we don't care for that. We want 100% pure devotional service, anya bilashita sunyam gyanakarma navritam. You see, we want that pure devotional service. But we should be very careful against contamination of even satya guna. What to speak of raj and tamagun? If some devotee becomes overwhelmed by tamagun, becomes revengeful, becomes envious, becomes angry in his devotional service, he should give it up. That's not the way to please Prabhupada. That is not for Prabhupada's interest. If someone becomes very motivated in devotional service, he should give it up. If one becomes a little bit proud or somehow situated in some type of material mode of goodness, vision, varnashram idea, that because I am a sannyasi, I cannot serve in one way, or because I am a Brahma Grihastha, I cannot preach Krishna's message. There's no such restriction for rendering pure devotional service. Or the preachers sometimes are looked down upon by the pujaris, this and that. All these type of things, these show slight mixture of different shades of tama, raja, sattva, gun in devotional service. But one should come up to the pure platform of simply carrying out the order of the spiritual master. Everything else is an instrument to that end. That is the essence. So here we find that in this Kali Yuga, because the leaders have lost the guidance of the scriptures, they have been misled. The whole world is in topsy-turvy situation. Similar, the only solution in this Kali Yuga is this chanting of Hare Krishna. That means that simply the preachers of this pure process of Lord Chaitanya's movement, they are the hope for the whole world. So the preachers must always remember Prabhupada's instruction that purity is the force. Purity means to avoid not only the gross breaking of the material principles, the regulative principles, but also to avoid contamination of mode of goodness, passion, or ignorance in our devotional service. We should at every moment think simply, what is pleasing to Krishna, what is pleasing to my spiritual master, to the Guru Parampara, accept that. What is displeasing, Reject that. This is the principle of surrender and devotional service. We should always follow that maxim, and definitely we'll get the shelter of our previous acharyas. We'll be able to fulfill even more than our own idea. Just as Prabhupada, he was able to fulfill the predictions more than his expectation. Similarly, by Prabhupada's mercy and the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his great devotees, this ISKCON movement will be able to fulfill the desires of Lord Chaitanya Prabhupada more than what we could expect. If we simply stick humbly and sincerely to their vani, to their words, that is our only shelter, that is our only connection. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadharo Sri Vasari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Are there any questions? Yes? That is a devotional service in Satrigun. They're going to temple, they're doing some devotional service. That may be their standard. This nine type of devotional service is subdivided, then again subdivided, then again 81 divisions in each guna. And in the three gunas. So that simply the solution is to preach pure devotional service. Sometimes because Lord Chaitanya's movement, he is able to purify even the most fallen people. That those people who are very much in the mode of goodness, they think, well, this movement of Chaitanya is only for the mlechas or for the fallen people, for the different type of outcast or whatever. But for us, we follow strictly the conservative varnasram program, Hinduism, this and that, whatever. But the point is that Lord Chaitanya's ocean of nectar is ever expanding, and as the ocean overcomes its boundaries by the preaching of the devotees, and we have to be able to show the good example and to present to them that this is not meant simply for a particular class of people, but it is meant for all classes. Whether their background is sattvagun or whether it's tamagun or whatever it may be, it is for everyone. This is the universal process in this Kali Yuga. And those who are intelligent, they'll accept. And those who are not intelligent, even they don't accept. You see, those who are intelligent accept. They swim in that ocean of nectar when it floods. And the others, they may not be able to swim, but they're swept away anyway and they're forced to float on the top of it. Because there's no more dry land to stand on. Everywhere is simply the nectar of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. And this way, by organizing big festivals, by organizing preaching in various ways everywhere, those people, they will not be able to avoid to chant. So Lord Chaitanya said, be humble, beg the people, beg them, go to door, beg them to take up the chanting of Hare Krishna, the worship of Krishna, the study of Krishna's sacred teachings, Gita and Bhagavad. He said, beg the people. Personally, Lord Nityananda and Haridas Thakur, they went door to door begging. This preaching movement is pure nectar, going and simply begging from the people. If a person is very proud, and if you go and you beg from him one thing, you please chant Hare Krishna, how he can refuse? Then no, I won't chant Hare Krishna. Is there anyone, how can he refuse if he's proud of being religious? If we present it in a right way. But that ability, that is only possible if we get the mercy of our, you see, spiritual masters, of Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda. Then if we somehow or another we get their blessing, we go on trying, surely someday we'll be able to get so many people. In South India, we were asking the people to take up the chanting of Hare Krishna. And they're very strict But even the high Brahmin class, as well as even some Muslims and other people, they all came forward to pledge that they will chant every day 108 times Hare Krishna, because this is the Yuga Dharma and they are going to follow the principles of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as far as possible. And in one meeting, in Madras alone, 3,000 people were signed up. I went to Delhi. Lokanath Swami said, I don't think you can do it in Delhi, it's very difficult. So we printed up in one day 100 sheets. In the middle of the Ramanandi meeting, I made an appeal at the end that this is the Yuga Dharma. Which of you will chant 108 times a day and carry on the torchlight of knowledge of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for purification is Kali Yuga? And out of the assembly of about 1,500 people, 500 people stood up. We will daily chant Hare Krishna. We will follow the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They came up to sign the form that Ramanandi Guru, he flipped out or he completely became wild, took the microphone from me, said it will cause a disturbance, this, that, and gave it to some Ramayan singer who started immediately singing Tulsi Das, Ramanam. And then just in spite of that, people jumped over on the stage and signed up and said, give me a form, we want to. Even one of the Ramanandi sadhus, he came and said, I'll also chant. The point is that this process, if we beg the people to chant, so many people will come forward. Then all we have to do is then see that after they agree to chant, that we keep some contact and that they go on chanting. Anyway, whatever it means, somehow or another, through our book distribution, through our appeals, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he wrote to his disciples. We found some old letters which are collected, and he wrote a letter to his disciple how they can preserve the Mayapur preaching. He said first thing is to establish printing press, then to distribute and print and distribute books. And the third thing he said is then go on preaching in Namhat. Namhatta means that get every person to practice. Not simply that the full-time devotees practice. Every single person has to be encouraged to practice in their own house, in their own community. That Prabhupada said also in the third canto Bhagavatam, that there's no reason why every family in every society in every country of the world cannot chant Hare Krishna in their house every day. This is what Prabhupada kept repeating to us, the Varnashram preaching. Varnashram preaching, he said, we always said, just the devotee, he said, no, the public. Varnashram preaching, that is the modern, that is the way Prabhupada described it. It's not different from what Bhakti Vinod said, Namhatta. It means getting the people to practice. What is Varnashram? Accepting Krishna. If you don't accept Krishna, there's no question of Varnashram. So it's the same program. Hare Krishna. Yeah.